It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jimmy, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, it is Friday evening, 1 hour left of the program. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, and we appreciate you joining us. Josh in North Glen is joining us now. Josh, welcome. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, John?
Doing great. Thanks for calling, sir.
Hey, so I had purchased a 20 Max, and being as they're a secondhand dealer, they weren't able to give me too much information, but what could you tell me for, like, what kind of maintenance do I need to, I guess, really keep an eye on now that I've switched over to electric?
All right, so, and you broke up a little bit there, so I didn't hear exactly what you bought, so if you can repeat that so that I and everybody else can hear that again.
I got a 2020 Nissan Leaf.
Oh, 2020 Leaf, okay, great. Not a lot. There's not a lot of maintenance that you have to do. You, as you know, and you know from the vehicle looking at it, there is, and this is something most folks don't realize when it comes to EVs, there are certain things that you are still going to have to maintain. Of course, you've got alignment and suspension things you need to keep up on and make sure things are good there. You need to have the front end checked and so on like you would with any other vehicle. Brakes, of course, have to be looked at and maintained as well. On top of that, Josh, there is coolant for the battery system. I don't know exactly how the Leaf does it. Every manufacturer does that a little bit differently, but it will have coolant for them.
Oh, I think I lost you there.
You there? You back? You back, Josh?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so research I've done on it, I know the Leaf, the battery pack, at least on this, is an air-cooled.
Okay, good.
Which I've seen has caused some, well, I've seen it's actually caused some issues with people trying to do road trips and DC fast charging with them, where they get a weird power curve on it, on the charging due to the over temp of the battery.
Yeah, they will not, just so everybody listening knows, and this is something as we go down the road, I'll have to do more training on, Josh, as folks, you know, kind of maybe shift that direction and start, you know, driving EVs. The water-cooled or, you know, the coolant-filled batteries are higher longevity, will last longer, will hold the charge better. They keep, and the reason for that is they keep their temperature more consistent, and because of that, they get, you know, they get a longer service life out of them. So that is, everything you're just saying makes total sense.
Okay, cool.
Other than that, there's not a lot of maintenance that you've got to do. I mean, that's the one plus side that they do have.
Yeah, exactly. That was my big thing, at least coming from a Fiat 500. I just need something with at least four doors and to get me back and forth, you know, the 20 miles to work every day. And it's actually been working out really well. So
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead,
Josh,
Andy.
I just want to ask, how does it drive?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
It is actually quite a bit of fun. I came from a 2013 Fiat 500 with a turbo. It wasn't the Abarth, but it had a turbo in it. Mm-hmm. And that thing, I mean, with the weight on it, it was, you know, it was really light and peppy, and it was really fun. And I've been quite surprised. This Nissan definitely has some get up and go behind it, and the that instant torque has been really nice.
A
lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah, because I was really wondering, because I had heard that when the Leaf first came out, it wasn't very good. But I had heard they
weren't
really
super peppy
advanced
initially. Yeah, that's they have gotten much better. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can tell you, at least I know on the earlier versions of the body style on them, I personally did not like it as much. But the newer models, I'm not too sure when they started. But this 2020, the body style on it's a lot. You know, it's not. You know, it doesn't look. You know, you don't look as goofy as the earlier Leafs. So.
Now, I just, for grins, pulled up a maintenance schedule on that too, Josh. And the one I'm reading does say it has coolant that will have to be serviced. So double check that to make sure that, you know, because that is something you'll need to be. They're saying 75,000 miles. So just you're a ways away from that probably, but just stay on top of it.
Yeah, definitely. Good to know.
Okay. And then, of course, also, you know, you do have drivetrain components with some oil in them. You want to make sure that that part of it is getting, you know, taken care of as well.
Sounds good.
Other than that, there's not a lot. That's the plus side to him.
Yep. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the help, Josh.
You're very welcome, Josh. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Andy.
Have a good one.
You bet. Have a good one, too, Josh.
Yeah, just kind of going on what Josh is saying. What would you say are the best and worst EVs on the market right now?
Oh, that's a good question.
The John Rush opinion.
The best and worst. Well, I will tell you that while there is a lot of shared technology, and some of the European, you know, manufacturers did some joint ventures years ago with some of the other manufacturers, I think, to kind of catch up. And not saying they didn't innovate, but there was a lot of shared technology. Tesla and General Motors by far lead the pack on what they have done technologically speaking. And what I mean by that is outside of Toyota and their hybrids, they have the, in my opinion, some of, if not the best battery technology of all of them out there. And I think as time goes by, you're going to see that, you know, there are some stories out there that the Chevy Volt, which was a plug-in EV with a gas engine that charged the battery, there was no propulsion out of the engine itself. It was coming from the you know, the electric system, you know, the you know, it's an EV vehicle from the electric,
right.
You know, from the motor.
It's just creating the charge.
That's all it does.
Right.
And there are claims out there of people driving those things 150K plus with no battery issues whatsoever. And that's the GM, you know, side of the fence. The Chevy Bolt, like I own, it isn't old enough hardly for, there's probably some out there running around now that are getting up into that higher, you know, 100,000 plus range, but even those, nobody's reporting any issues with the battery end of things.
Okay, so I mean, how do you evaluate them on the longevity of the battery, on the power, on the bang for the buck?
All of it, and that's for all of you listening. As we get into where you start looking at more EVs and all the manufacturers, because of literally, this isn't the way we like it. This is not going to be, you know, the free market generating this. This is a lot of this is coming down from mandates from, you know, government, state agencies, even
right.
Here in Colorado. So, you know, a lot of this is being driven not by you, the consumer. On the same token, you have the ability as a consumer now to buy these things. And to Andy's point, you need to do some research on, and how I look at it is, what's the range? What's the range like when it gets cold? Because nobody ever talks about that, because the range will drop when it gets cold.
Well, it drops like 40%, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. In some cases, more. It depends on the vehicle. So you really need to look at, you know, to Andy's point, what is the range like? Are you going to have anxiety every time you get in the vehicle? Or like my Chevy Bolt, where I climbed in it today and I've got 250 miles on a charge. And, you know, honestly, that would take me several days without even having to charge it.
Oh, yeah. Hot day like today.
Exactly.
That's going to. Yeah, because I look at like the Hummers
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, my gosh, the bang for the buck cannot be good on those. Even though they just look like the thing to own. They look fantastic.
That will be fantastic. It will be purchased as that, Andy. It will be purchased as,
status?
I own one. It's an EV. It's the first largest EV of its kind. It's going to beat the Cybertruck that, you know, that Tesla's got coming out to market. It's going to beat the F-150 to market. So, yeah, anybody that buys a Hummer EV and pays the $120K price tag for it is doing it just to say they have one.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I am too. Fine. Whatever.
Why not?
Now, is it got some capabilities to it that even other EVs like it don't have? Of course. In fact, even some of the other vehicles that I think other manufacturers will bring to market, will they be, you know, copying, sort of like the movie thing we talked about earlier, where you get one good movie and everybody has to
right.
go back and retool to match that movie? Will the Hummer, you know, bring some things to market that General Motors is bringing out and make some of the other manufacturers do some of those things? Probably.
Are burst and power the same thing with these things? In other words, I know that they can go from, you know, 0 to 60 and nothing flat. I get that. But can they tow as much?
Power-wise, yes. Longevity really starts to take effect. In fact, that's one of the things that Ford's not being very forthright with the new F-150. They're not giving you many numbers on what's the range like when you start putting a, you know, a camper behind it, for example.
That's what I was kind
of thinking. Ford is being really secretive, if you would, on that end of it. And because originally they're saying, yeah, it's going to be, from memory serves me correct, 300-mile range or so. The way it is now, but folks, I can guarantee you start towing with it, that's probably going to get cut in half.
All right.
That's just what I was kind of wondering. Which changes things for somebody wanting to go up, you know, a mountain pass. And even then, you know, what's it going to be like going uphill versus the flatland towing?
Right. And I that's all a new world to me with these EVs. I don't understand how the electricity is going to work in generating the power and the grind, you know, going up the hill while pulling
that's
something.
That's not an issue. Well,
I'm not saying it won't. I just don't know. I don't know how it performs.
No, they will perform because, you know, what people have to realize, and John and Shine, hang tight. I'll get to you. Probably have to take a break real quick, but I'll get to you. Don't go anywhere. Hang tight. This is a great subject. People forget that, you know, running a vehicle with electricity, A, isn't new. We've been doing it with locomotives for years. Because the way a locomotive works is the diesel engine on a big train does nothing but drive a generator that then pushes the electric motors on the wheels. So we've been using, you know, a similar technology for quite some time. This is not really new. What's new is doing all of that with no engine and just batteries.
Right.
So the technology to actually propel the vehicle down the road with electricity, that's not a new concept. And not really new technology. Now, making it more compact and getting longer range and getting better battery life and all of that, yes, that is new.
Well, that's been the big key, is the battery.
And they're still not there yet, by the way. Because if you think about it, even my little Bolt, which is not a really big car, I mean, that's a four-seater car at best, and really it's probably not even four full-size adults. It's a two-person car with some storage room in the back.
It really looks... By the way, that's you it. Look... It looks little for you.
It is little.
It looks like a Flintstones car where I should see your feet.
That's not very big.
Running underneath.
And my point is, even that size of a car, you know, on a full charge, you know, on a cooler day, it's a 200-mile range. On a hot day, it's about 250-mile range. In really cold weather, it's about 180 is all.
I thought it'd be a greater variation.
I'm going from 250, 260 in the summertime down to, you know, 190 to 200 in the winter. That's still a huge drop. To your point earlier.
Are there any that you don't like, EVs, that are out there? You just look at them and say, you know what? They need to go back to the drawing board.
Some I hate the looks of. I'll just be honest. Some of them are just ugly. I mean, they're just absolutely ugly. You know what? I'll answer them when we come back. That's a good one. I'll answer some of those when I come back.
All right.
John and Cheyenne, hang tight. We will come back to you as well. Bruce Simmons is up next, folks. And if you're interested in a reverse mortgage and think it might benefit you, talking about this actually last night, because there are tons and tons of misconceptions when it comes to reverse mortgages. There's a lot of old column wives' tales that have just filtered through the years. Talk to Bruce and get the skinny on how these work without listening to all of that. 303-467-7821, klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh, if you've got any issues, by the way, legally speaking, give Kevin a call. He'll help you. And it doesn't have to be just a slip and fall or a car accident. If you got a business question, you need some help, give Kevin a call today. 303-806-8886. And you can find him at fleshlawfirm.com, FLESCH.
Some skills you only develop through practice. In October of this year, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law celebrates 25 years defending both civil and criminal cases. He has earned the tagline, trial tested, trial ready. In civil cases such as personal injury, your attorney has the burden of proof to persuade a jury that you deserve a certain sum of money in return for your pain and suffering. However, because only a small percentage of personal injury cases go to trial, most personal injury attorneys do not spend much time in the courtroom over the course of their careers. Kevin Flesch stands apart from the rest because he represents both criminal and civil cases. After an estimated couple hundred jury trials, Kevin has learned how a jury reacts to evidence. He knows how to gauge how much money a jury will likely award in your case. Trial tested, trial ready for 25 years. Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John, before I get to you, Andy asked me what I think are some of the ugliest EVs. The Hyundai Ioniq, which is ugly, I think. The BMW i3, terrible looking car.
So who buys them?
I don't know. People do because they're on the roads.
Okay.
And sorry, Josh, earlier I know you bought a used Leaf. That's not one of my more favorite looking vehicles either. And frankly, by the way, folks, I hate the way a Tesla looks, especially from the back end. It is the ugliest car from the rear of any car I've ever seen.
They're boring.
They're awful.
They really are
boring. So there's my answers on that. John and Cheyenne, you're next, sir.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. Hey, Dandy. How was your vacation to Free America?
It was fantastic. I love South Dakota. Can we please have their governor come here and run Colorado?
Quick movie reference, John, before I get to the subject. I was watching the original Red Dawn, and you're in occupied space right now. And
yes,
Cheyenne
we are.
North was Cheyenne North was Free America, if you remember what he said. When Powers Booth was telling him about what was free.
Yep.
So just like today.
It's no different.
Exactly.
Jeez.
I saw that. I couldn't stop laughing.
All now I'm depressed.
If electricity goes up 4 cents a kilowatt hour, what's that going to do to the cost of driving your EV?
If it goes up how many cents?
Say 4 cents a kilowatt hour.
Oh.
Or a nickel. We'll go around. We'll go a nickel.
I'd have to go back in and do the math on mine. I can tell you how many kilowatt hours real quick I use a month. Hang on, give me 1 second, John. Sorry, I would have had this ready.
Hey, while you're figuring this, another question I'm going to ask both of you. Does electricity and oil go up and down at roughly the same pace? Is there any connection there?
Or, John, you might know that better than I.
Or are they opposite?
It depends on where the electricity, right now, electricity, every time they take another coal plant offline and put either a natural gas or another stinking wind farm, which I'm driving by two of them, online, your price is going to go up because that coal plant has probably been there 40 years and has paid for itself six times over, whereas these windmills are never going to pay for themselves because by the time you would get to that point, they're burnt out, and you got to take them down.
John, does it make me a bad American that I'm not kidding. I literally flip off those windmills as I drive by them. I give them the bird.
I'm looking at it from the city of Cheyenne and Laramie County, Wyoming's point of view. We're leasing the land for this wind farm, which the city owns, to the company for, I think it's $1 million a year, to sell the electricity to you guys in Colorado because you didn't want to look at it. So we're getting money from you guys in Colorado because you want.
And to answer your question, John, if it goes up 5 cents, it costs me $20 a month more.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
So, but then the other question I have, and I read this about a Prius a while back, but is it true that when it comes to battery replacement time, it's $5,000 to $7,000?
For a Prius, yes.
For a Prius, okay. I don't know. Have they even come out with a price yet on your Bolt?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. Because that's the other big thing is you were talking to the guy at the top of the hour about less maintenance. It's less maintenance until you either get rid of it or you have to replace those batteries.
Well, and let me make sure I clarify all of that. It's still less maintenance. But the cost, right, when it comes time to do the battery, will make up for some, you know, for a lot of that maintenance that you deferred, if you would, John,
right,
through the life of the car.
Okay.
So you're still doing less maintenance, but yes, you're correct. When that battery replacement does come due, in my case, I'll never own the car to that point, but somebody else will.
Right.
Yes, that will be expensive.
Hey, can I do a battery question for both of you?
Yes.
Really quick here.
Sure.
Do the batteries wear down and age only when you use them or even sitting?
No, just when you're using them.
So just when you use
just
them.
When
so,
you use,
yeah, okay. So
right,
it's going to last so many miles, not just so long.
Typically,
I mean, obviously it's going to last longer if you're not using it as much. But
and the reason why we don't know it is, you know, as much of this on the replacement side, John, is because the majority of the vehicles, my Bolt included, depending upon what state you live, it's either 100,000 miles or 150,000 mile warranty.
Well, that's nice. Now, that's nice if you've got that on the batteries. You see, I keep a car until the wheels fall off, so I don't know if it'd be worth it for me because I'll buy new when it's time to move up.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm keeping it 250,000, 300,000 because I want to, if I got to finance it, I want to have at least as many months driving it that I had to finance it for, if you know what I mean.
And by the way, the list price on my Bolt battery pack is $15,734. Now, will you buy it at retail, or will they have some, you know, reman units and such by that time? I don't know. But right now, if you had to go out and actually buy a battery pack, it's $15,000, half the price of the car.
Wow.
You know, and then I had a question for you, John. Do Teslas come with cruise control?
Yes.
Because I was behind this idiot last week that was speed up, slow down guy. He didn't know how to use his cruise control. He's doing 80, and then he's doing 55.
Yeah, no, they have some of the, in fact, that's one thing that car does have is some of the best autonomous, features
driving,
of any of the vehicles that are out there, yes.
Well, this guy must have not had it on because there was nobody else on the road, and all of a sudden I'm just cruising behind him, you know, not tailgating, and he slows down to like 60 miles an hour because he wasn't paying attention, I guess. I pass him 10 miles up the road. I got my cruise on the whole time. He passes me again, and that went on for about 40 miles.
And
I was like,
yeah. And real quick, back to the battery end of things, just for everybody to
I'm
know, because you can look some of this information up yourself as well. There are known cases of older Chevy Volts, not my car, the Bolt, but the Volt, like I said earlier, which was their original car that had an engine that, you know, charged the battery if needed. There are Chevy Volts that have now crossed the 300,000-mile mark with no discernible changes in their battery life.
Wow.
I would like to know where, because the climate has a lot to do with it.
That could
like
very well be.
Like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You
could
know,
be.
I guarantee the batteries aren't going to last as long in, like, say, Alaska that they're going to do, even in Colorado, because of the difference in the weather and the cold, especially in the bad cold parts. Because, you know, you said you only get 180 to 200 miles out of a charge in the dead of winter.
Mm-hmm.
So is it if you've got 10 months or 9 months of coal, are those batteries going to last as long?
Well, there's a Chevy. I'm just reading about it. There's a Chevy Volt that they're keeping tabs on. A guy has driven it now 400,000 miles.
Wow.
And he's in Ohio.
Okay. And that's. Yeah, that's they've got four seasons in
Ohio.
Yes,
they do.
So,
my point is, I think General Motors has done really a bang up job on that end of things, and they've got some of the best, you know, some of I think the better technology. Tesla does as well, but those are the two leaders in that end of it, as far as I'm concerned.
I drove a Chevy Volt at 6'4" and 245 pounds. It was very uncomfortable.
It's not that big of a car, so I can imagine.
No. So I drove it once for a couple of miles, and I was like, I couldn't drive this all day. My back would be shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm in a pickup most of the time or a full-size SUV because of my size.
Right.
But, you know, hey, guys, have a great
weekend. Thanks, John. No, appreciate it. Going to drop you. Let's go to Dan in Blackhawk, who's next. Dan, welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're good.
I know it's not a car, but I did get an e-bike this year.
Oh, you know what? I have I've read some about those. I was hoping somebody would actually. So Dan just said he bought an e-bike, so an electric bike. And I've read enough about those, Dan, that I was hoping somebody would call in and share an experience because they look very intriguing.
Well, it's okay. So it's a fat tire e-bike.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's I also got it because I'm a hunter, and the one I got is designed for hunters. But there is a trailer that I bought for it, and when I'm hauling that trailer, it will eat up my charge pretty quick.
Okay.
So hauling is going to definitely use up
yes.
your battery.
Yes.
And then also, there's volts and then there's amp hours. And so I went ahead and got a 21 amp hour battery. And what they say is, and this is not like in Colorado where you climb hills and stuff. It's, you could probably get 42 miles on a 21 amp hour battery. And, of course, you know, I was turkey hunting earlier this spring and climbing some pretty steep hills or roads with it, and it definitely used up more power doing that. And I was pedaling, and then finally I just got to the point where I just used the throttle because it was a pretty steep road. It was a 3-mile road, and I went up it in less than 10 minutes.
Wow. Dan, are those becoming pretty common up there in the mountain communities?
Well, the problem that we have, and this is unfortunate or fortunate, I don't know, you've got the not knocking, but you got purists, just like you got purists with fly fishing and spin cast fishing. You got purists with mountain bikers that hate them because, you know, you can pedal, it's pedal assist, and, you know, they struggle up a hill, and then somebody on an e-bike comes flying up by them, they hate it. But at the same time, I'm getting older. My friend, who is 10 years older than me, he got it because they had a bike, and they're struggling to ride. It's
sure.
fun to ride. And I think if they would open it up more, or, you know, there needs to be an advocacy group because there's a lot of misinformation out there on them. And just looking at the state lands, they have 3 categories of e-bikes, and it doesn't even fit the one I have. Because, you know, because you limit your watts. So the bike I have either goes 750 watts or 1,500 watts. And when I'm at 1,500 watts, they have to put a limiter on it. I don't know how fast I can go on 1,500 watts because I've only had it at 75 watts. Going down a paved road, in the highest gear, which I only have 9 gears on mine, I was going and not even pedaling hard. I was just pedaling. I was going 25 miles an hour.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Not even struggling. So,
nice.
Or, you know, not exerting myself a bunch.
Dan, what is?
Imagine if what's that?
I was just wondering, what does one of those run you?
Cost?
Well, how much?
They're okay. So there's a couple different ones. If you're interested in, or people are interested in them, there's what's called a mid drive, which is on the crank. That's where the motor is.
Okay.
Or you have them on the back hub. Now, the mid-drive ones have a lot more torque. In other words, the motor that's back on the hub on the back wheel does not have as much torque, and they don't. They're not really designed for climbing like the mid-drives are.
Okay.
So you can buy an e-bike for probably starting. I bet you can get one for around $800, and they go all the way up to $8,000.
So basically, if you're getting one for, you know, in around town in Denver, you'd get the cheaper model. If you're going to be in the mountains at all, you'd want the better one with the torque.
Makes sense.
Right. And then you got to really pay attention to what the rules are on them, too. So,
okay.
Because there's right. rules.
You know what I need to do, Dan? Here's a challenge for you. Put together some information on this. Email it to me. I'm going to see maybe if we can't get one of the local. In fact, even if you know of somebody that would be willing to come on and talk about them. This is something we have never talked about on any of my 3 programs, and I think it's fascinating, and I think other people would like to learn about it.
I would be willing to come and talk to them.
Okay.
To you about them.
Okay.
And I'm. Hey, one thing, Andy.
Yeah. Before you get away, I wanted to ask you about this. Yeah. Yeah. How many masks? Because I got to get up there to Blackhawk again. I'm going to come up pretty soon. What's it like?
Okay.
How many masks?
So the casino that I work at, we are following the governor's whatever you want to call it, which is who is a Tesla coming right by me? But anyways, if you are fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Okay.
Okay.
if you're not fully vaccinated, what is it? He recommends that you wear a mask, correct?
Right.
If I remember that correct. So recommends. So there are people that are wearing masks. We have team members that are wearing masks all the time, and then we have other team members that are not wearing masks.
Are you asking people for proof of vaccination?
No, we are not. I don't think we can, we're not, because, you know, if we start doing that, then they're going to go to another casino that doesn't ask that question.
I see.
So, and there are people wearing masks, and there are people that are not wearing masks, and I think people are getting more comfortable with people not wearing masks. I think some of our team members are wearing masks because they're still concerned about catching the virus, I should say.
Well, Dan, real quick, what's your casino? Brag it up a bit.
Well, I work at Ameristar Casino, so.
Nice. I love Ameristar.
Yeah, we interviewed him before. Good stuff.
Hey, did they have are they going to get the buffet going again soon?
Well, when you talked to our director right before the shutdown.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to get on there and say, move out of the way. We are not going to open the buffet again just because.
Never?
Because of the cost, the food cost. You're familiar with this, right?
Oh, yes.
Because we're basically feeding the trash can. And buffets are really hard to run. However, we are coming up with, and I'm not the right person to talk to, but we are going to have a noodle bar up there.
Okay.
We're trying, and of course we can't get any help. So if anybody out there needs a job, please come up and apply. We're paying for security, $18 an hour right now. So help up there.
I have a key license. I should go up there.
Yeah, well, anyways. So we moved the deli over to where the buffet was.
And
we're trying to expand the deli. I know that we want to get more offerings of Asian type food offerings, and also we're talking about bringing up Mexican food, so not just like street tacos, but actual Mexican food.
Well, the Ameristar is an overall gaming experience, unlike any other in Black Hawk. It's just wonderful. It's so fun.
Yeah.
And by the way, I know you guys, you know, you would charge, what, $25-$30 for the buffet, but you were making the money off people who were waiting for it.
Yeah, but the problem was we were open, you know, Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and it was bad. So,
very true.
You know, so unfortunately, you know, for the quality that we want at Ameristar, we just couldn't, you know, because the food, if it sits in a buffet for too long, it's not good.
Right.
So our quality standards were, if it was on the line too long, we had to take it off the line and do new food. And so it was, I guess you could say, a lost leader, but it's not like they're going to, they're working on trying to get more offerings in the deli. So, so hopefully we do that. But anyways, so John, you got my email. I'll email you.
Yes.
And I'll actually, what I could do, maybe a Friday afternoon, I could actually bring my bike down.
That'd be awesome. And, that'd be great.
And you could ride it.
And, that'd be great.
And I'll be an ambassador for the company, the bike that I bought.
Perfect. So, let's do that. Okay. Dan, I'll let you go. Send me that. We'll make that all happen here in the coming weeks. And hang tight. We'll come right back to you as well. Producer Ann, up next. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith, he wants to help you with all of your future financial planning needs. And we say it all the time. If you haven't heard from your planner at least once, twice, three times through COVID, you need to find somebody else. KLZradio.com is where you find him. Or call 303-744-1128.
How you receive income from your nest egg in retirement is even more important than the size of your nest egg. All your adult life, you've focused on growing the money you set aside. Now you enter the uncharted territory of making certain that those funds will last for your lifetime. Al Smith will help you transition from accumulating wealth to preserving it. Chartered financial consultant and founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith works with people of varied income levels to create tax-free income in retirement. Some of his clients enter retirement with healthy pensions and robust portfolios. Others rely primarily on Social Security and the money in their 401ks or IRAs. Regardless of your previous investment strategies, how you choose to structure and withdraw your savings will have significant tax implications. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money to make your money last. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Gino's Auto Service, folks, and we say it all the time, if you need your vehicle maintained, taken care of, repaired, whatever it is, Gino's will do full bumper-to-bumper service. They do specialize in front-end alignments and things like that, which after a rough winter, you should probably be doing anyways as a maintenance item. Anything, though, you need at Gino's, they're there. It's Gino's with a J, ginosautoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
Now's the time to take advantage of Gino's Napa Break Special. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa card with a qualifying Napa Brakes parts purchase of $250 or more. For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. At Gino's, their team recommends checking your brakes every 5,000 miles. Stop in this week and they'll check your brakes for free. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, the Gino's team will back up their work with Napa's nationwide peace of mind warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop off your car and pick it up when ready. Gino's continues their public service work, partnering with Hands of the Carpenter and donating work on vehicles for single mothers or women in need. Check out all their Google reviews for a good snapshot of their business. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. Myself, Andy Pate, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Ann Muir joining us now, our producer. Ann, how are you on this Friday?
I'm good, John. How are you guys doing?
We are doing very well.
Doing great.
Been a fast show today. Lots going on.
Yeah. Okay, I caught the beginning of the show when you said the impossible question.
Yes.
So I've got three things, actually. So to circle back, if you will.
Yes.
So would you like to touch the impossible question of the day? Windmills or electric bikes?
Either.
Okay.
You decide. We'll do whatever. We don't care.
You lead us.
Okay. We don't care.
I'll lead you along. Okay. So the question of the day, I started coming with different answers to go along with the right answer, and I'm like, oh, this is way too easy. They're just going to figure this one out. So you tell me. These were my choices. So I had grocery shopping, oil change for the car, go to the gym, or laundry.
What's the question
so
again?
40%.
Do it 40%
separate. 40% of couples do this on their own. Yeah.
Okay. What were
so
they
what do
again?
Do you think it is?
Give it.
Grocery shopping?
No.
Oil change? Go to the gym or do the laundry?
It's one of two things, either laundry or do oil changes.
Yeah, I would say laundry because oil changes would be way over 40%.
Oh, that's probably true. Good point.
How often do you do oil changes
laundry.
Together?
It's laundry.
There you go.
It's laundry. And I wonder how many guys think when they get married, oh, good, she's going to do my laundry for me. And they wake up to a really rude surprise.
No. We don't mind, but with me and Corey, we just do it very differently.
No, there you go.
I mean, our clothes, everything has to be ironed differently. Everything has to be dried a different amount of time.
All right, so let's move to windmills and then electric bikes.
Okay, so you guys know I bike a lot. Like, I'm one of these purists your caller before is talking about. My goal is to get 4,000 miles in by October 1st.
Wow.
So, but when I was out last night, and I'm in Minnesota, so we have a little more bugs here, but I am getting pulverized by these bugs. I mean, they're in my mouth, they're in my eyes, and I wear glasses.
Wow.
And they're hitting my arms hard, and I'm like, it's got to be the windmill. The windmills have taken out so many birds. That we have more bugs. I don't remember it being this bad. Because I biked when I was in high school in Iowa, and we would bike at night in the late evenings, and it wasn't like this. So I'm kind of wondering if the windmills haven't, like, totaled the bird population enough. And if they have, that means the farmers are going to use more chemicals to kill the bugs on the crops because we don't have Mother Nature doing her job.
You know, Ann, that's actually possible. But I got to be honest, I grew up in southern Wisconsin, and for that very reason, I didn't enjoy riding a bike. There's
really?
So many bugs. Okay. Well, the Midwest is bug city.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Iowa, and I biked Rag Rai. That was the bike ride across Iowa and all that. But I don't remember them being like this.
It's
painful that they're hitting you so hard.
We actually included ours in the census.
The bugs?
Yeah, it helped. Really helped.
So it helps with the voting?
It did.
It's pretty good, actually.
There's so many of them, though. The thing I noticed about going up in Minnesota, because I would sometimes go fishing way up in North Minnesota, the bugs were bigger. Huge wings. Just scary looking.
Yeah. Some of the mosquitoes are ginormous.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you ridden an electric bike?
No, I haven't. And I don't want to because I want to be like the challenge of it, the challenge to do the hills. And I met a guy, he's an avid biker and his wife isn't. So he got one for his wife so she can keep up with him, which I thought was pretty cool. But for me, that's like when I'm 85 or older. Then we'll look into that.
Okay.
That's just the goal of the, because you got your blue, you've got your blue earth or the blue zones. And these people in their 90s.
Whoa, slow down. You have the what now? Slow down. What's a blue zone?
They're called blue zones. They're different pockets in the world where they have studied these people where they are so incredibly healthy. And they're in their 90s, and they'll be like a 70-year-old in American standards.
Wow.
I mean, they're biking.
Yeah,
so they're
like someplace in Russia.
In their 90s.
Like in Russia, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're like little pockets, you know, they're not, but they are, and that they take care of themselves, and they just do, you know, they just keep active. They keep very active. And so I kind of wonder when people always put like, oh, you're getting older now, don't do the stairs. Well, are you kind of making it worse for them?
No, I think so.
Telling them to stop doing stairs?
I think so, yes.
You know, Ann, you do have one big advantage up there in Minnesota, though. You don't have the thorns. What? See, out here, when you ride a bike in Colorado, you got to deal with thorns. They actually have special tubes just for Colorado. No, I'm not kidding. I had to change out everything on my bikes when I moved out here.
Oh, I see. Oh, because you get your tires popped.
Yeah, it's really crazy. In the Midwest, all you do is jump on a bike and you go out, and unless you hit a nail, you're fine. Here in Colorado, you got to worry about thorns.
Yeah, so mountain biking is probably more popular, too, than that. But you guys have that triple bypass bike ride out there that I was looking into until I drove down a 6% grade mountain. Mm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so fast. I couldn't imagine doing this on a bike.
And no air.
I'm not so worried about the up. I'm worried about the down.
Yeah. And
it's just so fast.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So.
Well, good stuff. Thank you, Ann. Appreciate all you do for us as well.
Thanks.
You better have a great weekend.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you next week. And that is Ann, our producer. She does everything on the website and social media and all that, and I really appreciate all she does for us. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next, folks. Kurt Rogers, I say it all the time, he is my broker. He handles mine and lots of my family's stuff and lots of you as listeners as well. He is the guy. If there's anything you need when it comes to a mortgage, please give Kurt a call today, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, Franktown Firearms, don't forget, they've got a sale going on still through this weekend, a continuation of what was going on last weekend for Memorial Day. And just swing out there, ask them how it works. They'll give you a free background check if you buy a gun, plus some great deals on membership. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Teach your children responsibility around guns in a safe, welcoming environment. At Franktown Firearms, everyone shares a common goal, to keep on learning. Responsibility requires practice, so head instructor Karen Murray considers herself a lifelong student as well as a teacher. Karen creates her own proprietary training courses so people of all ages may develop confidence with firearms. Now, for the first time, only at Franktown Firearms, children as young as 5 years old may learn to keep themselves and others safe in homes with guns. starting with airsoft and BBs. You and your children will develop a healthy respect for firearms together. Sign up for one of Karen's classes as a family at klzradio.com/franktown. First responders, military veterans, and range members receive discounts in the shop. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Extreme Auto Repair, folks, where, yes, they'll sell you Cooper tires at cost. You can also go to klzradio.com, fill out their form there, get free wiper blades or a tire rotation. So you name it, they've got you covered, including everything you need, full bumper-to-bumper service, including a lot of things done for your trailers, RVs, things like that as well. Again, find them at klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
Chris owns a heating and air conditioning company and needs a reliable auto repair shop to maintain his fleet of service vans.
It's Chris with Rock Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, and we had used a bunch of different companies in the past that we weren't particularly happy with.
He keeps trying different places, but they have generally high prices and they charge inconsistent amounts for the same service.
Services weren't the same across the board. For one van, they would charge us X price. For one van, for the same service, it would charge us more. So it was never consistency.
Then Chris finds Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. He tours their facility and talks to their technicians.
They just really made you feel at home, and I never got that feeling that they would want to take advantage of me, which is important to me.
Now, Chris gives all of his business to Extreme Auto Repair in Parker because they provide reliable service at consistent prices.
Consistency, quality, and the biggest thing is trust. I trust them completely with all of our service vans because anything they do, they've got my best interest at heart.
KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate. One little segment left is all, and then we'll head into the weekend. I did not get a chance. We, I should say, did not get a chance to cover the risk of financial failure of small businesses. There's a report out by Alignable that says 35% risk that. So what we'll do, because there's a lot of depth here that Andy and I will get into, I'll just put this into our notes for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I'll set some time aside, you know, probably a couple of segments on Tuesday, Andy, and you and I will cover it then. How's that sound?
It sounds really good, John, because I got to be honest, that 35% sounds very realistic to me.
And then you heard, you read, I didn't yet, the jobs report today is what?
It's over 100,000 less than they expected, 559. Another bad month for Biden. It's like, come on, right now, John, we're coming out of COVID. We should be blowing up in job creation right now. There is no way not to succeed right now.
But we're not, because in Colorado, again, we are going to run unemployment all the way through September.
Stupid.
Why? Why? And that's affecting what you just mentioned in the report.
I know. And by the way, did you see that red states that went for Trump are running at nearly half the unemployment of blue states? I'm not kidding.
Duh.
I mean, yeah, duh, but that's, I didn't think it'd be that much of a disparity to where one is literally twice as bad as the other. That's incredible. That means you're destroying lives.
Uh-huh. When you pay people to stay home and you don't incentivize them to go get a job, that's exactly what they're going to do.
And look what you're doing to all the other people who are working, paying taxes into a system that's going further and further in debt,
mm-hmm,
with no workers.
To fund those that are just deciding they're going to go ahead and just stay home. And please, folks, don't email me and say that, well, that's because, you know, workers want a better quality of life and they want this and they want that and they want better pay and on and on and on. I have talked about that literally on this program till I'm blue in the face. I will always say this, and I'm not going to ever stop saying it. If you want to earn more money, you have to make yourself more valuable. You cannot just expect to make more money in a particular job because that's what you were doing before you went on unemployment, and the only reason you're going to go back is if you make more money. If you have that attitude, by the way, you're not getting anywhere in life.
No. And by the way, John, you just described the only way to raise your buying power, because if you raise your personal buying power by your efforts, now you're richer. If you raise everyone's buying power by a minimum wage raise, no one's richer.
Nobody
now
is.
Everything, because everything just went up that much more in price.
You just raised the level is all you did.
Right. Now right? It costs that much more to make everything that you buy. So now you have more money buying the same amount of stuff. So the only way that you can get richer is to not raise minimum wage, but raise your performance.
Well, again, these are things, folks, we will cover on Tuesday. If there's anything else you'd like to send our way. By the way, a lot of you recommend guests and different things, and I do reach out and try to get as many of those folks on as I can. If there is somebody in particular you would like us to have on air, please let us know. You can go right to the website, rushtoreason.com. Tell us what you want. We'll do our best to make that happen. But myself, Andy, and Charlie are signing off for the weekend. I will be back tomorrow morning. Don't forget, Fix It Radio at 9. And we're going to talk about mowing the lawn and mower maintenance tomorrow morning. So
Ooh. That'll
be first thing in the morning. So if you missed the first hour, if you missed our second hour of movie rental reviews of the 90s, catch it next. Otherwise, I'll see you in the morning. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.